We're joined now by Brian Busby of the Buzztown Band, kids band based out of Durham. They're going to be performing on Sunday in U-Mall at 4 p.m., part of the Not So Normal 5K concert. Brian, thanks for joining us.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me here.
So tell us about the Buzztown Band. How you got your start? How long have you been together?
Sure. We've been together for a couple of years. There are five of us that played together for about 10 years in a band called Saunter, based out of here in Chapel Hill.
Mm-hmm.
And we wrapped up when we all started having kids. And so, as you can imagine,
yeah, definitely.
And so we took a break for a little while, and we all started having children. And I have three children, including a set of twins.
Wow.
And so,
how old are they?
They're 7.5, and the oldest is 7.5. The twins are 5.
Wow.
So just started kindergarten.
I'm amazed you're awake.
There were moments.
Yeah,
There were moments. And what's interesting is one of the other guys that we used to play the real rock and roll with has the same exact setup. He lives here in Chapel Hill. He has a 6-year-old boy, and he has boy-girl twins.
Awesome.
So a couple of years ago, we decided all of our kids were getting into music, and we decided, let's do our own kids band and let's involve the kids. And for all the parents out there, you know, my experience was the kids wanted you to put music in your car while you're driving them around.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of the music was just tough to listen to.
Yes, yeah.
And so what we tried to do was try to find that sweet spot where there is music that your kids would love and that the parents could bear to listen to while they drove the kids around.
Yeah.
We hope we did that.
Yeah, I think so. I've heard you guys. You're really, really good and performing live as well. It's great. And I was going to ask how you got started doing kids' music, because it's like you said, it's a really specific niche to fill, and you do it really, really well. So tell us about the music.
Right. Well, thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah, there were a few examples that I always listened to, and I thought that they hit that sweet spot.
Mm-hmm.
And what we wanted to do was to write music just about our experiences with our kids, but also have a little bit of a local flair. So we have a song about being a kid living in Durham.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe someday we'll write a Chapel Hill song as well. And then I play saxophone. So that's the other twist to the music, is that we throw the saxophone in along with a lot of vocals, guitar solo, keyboards. And then all the kids get really involved at the show. So that's a lot of fun, too.
Awesome. So how many people are in the band?
There are 7 of us.
Wow.
And then, you know, as you know, when you play a show, sometimes there's 5 of us.
Right, right.
Sometimes there's 8. So we'll have a full lineup for Sunday's show, so that'll be great.
It's going to be really cool. And the show itself has a full lineup, too. It's Stereo Sparks is going to be there out of Nashville, Ella Bertram there from Carrboro playing with a couple of guys, Buzztown Band. All of it is to benefit the Not-So-Normal 5K. The 5K is taking place in the morning in Carrboro, and then all the events shift over to U-Mall beginning at 4 o'clock on Sunday. It's going to be inside, so no worries about the weather. DSI Comedy will be there performing as well. So a bunch of different things. It's all to benefit a bunch of different organizations. The Art Center is going to benefit out of this, North Carolina Children's Hospital. It's a free concert. They're taking donations at the door, at the concert. It's going to be on the stage inside U-Mall, right?
That's right. Yeah, it'll start at 4 o'clock. We'll go on at 4:30 after DSI Comedy. So for folks with kids,
I can vouch for DSI. They'll be good.
They're great. And for folks with kids, this is that sweet spot. This is a great show to come to. Come in. It's free. I think we'll pass the hat, and all the donations will go to worthy charities.
Yeah. The really cool thing about it, and we've talked about the Not-So-Normal 5K for a while, because it's not just the 5K. It's the 5K in the morning. It's the concert in the afternoon. Different restaurants and other businesses are doing things tonight and tomorrow. It's really a get the community together to do one big thing, and it's been really cool.
It's been great, and I think the Mom in Chapel Hill blog, which really spearheaded the whole event, has really thought it through, and this concert is the big finale. And it's still a great way, you know, bring your kids out, watch the show. You still have time to get home and have dinner and get the kids into bed.
Awesome. And it's Jay Radford, the dad in Chapel Hill, who writes the Mom in Chapel Hill blog, who is responsible for all of it. And he has done yeoman's work putting this together.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah.
All right. So Brian Busby of the Buzztown Band going to be performing on Sunday at 4 p.m. Any special things that we can expect at that concert on Sunday?
Well, you know, all of our music is original. Mm-hmm. And so we'll be playing Durham Kid. We do have a couple fun covers, and when you bring your kids, you always see it. The kids get out there, they dance. It's very interactive, and so everyone's going to leave with a smile.
Awesome. NotSoNormal5K.com is the website, the number 5, NotSoNormal5K.com. So check that out. Brian, thank you so much. I'm looking forward to the show on Sunday.
My pleasure. Take care.